All right, so today we're diving deep into hydrophones.
Okay.
These things are so cool.
Yeah.
They're basically like underwater microphones, right? Letting us hear all the sounds happening down in the ocean.
Exactly. It's incredible to think about all that sound going on beneath the surface.
And we're up here totally oblivious, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
So how do they actually work, though? I mean, how does sound and water even get turned into something we can hear?
Well, you know how our own ears work. They pick up sound waves as tiny vibrations in the air, right?
Yeah.
And they convert them into electrical signals.
Right. Our brains can understand.
Exactly. And hydrophones do something very similar.
Hmm.
But instead of air, they're dealing with sound waves traveling through water.
And I bet that makes a big difference. Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, sound travels way differently in water than it does in air, right?
You got it. It travels much faster and farther in water.
So does that mean hydrophones can pick up sounds from, like, really far away?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're talking miles and miles. Like, think about whales singing across entire oceans.
No way.
Or the rumble of an underwater volcano erupting hundreds of miles away. A hydrophone can pick all that up.
That's mind-blowing.
It really is. It opens up this whole soundscape that we rarely ever get to experience.
It's like a whole other world down there with its own language.
You could say that, yeah.
So we've got dolphins clicking and whales singing.
Right.
What other kinds of sounds are we talking about?
Well, there's all the natural sounds, like waves crashing, currents moving, even the sounds of fish and other marine animals just going about their lives.
I never even thought about fish making noise. Is it like a blub blub sound?
Huh. Not exactly. Some fish do make sounds, but it's often more like clicks, grunts, or even whistles.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then you've got all the man-made sounds.
Right.
Ships, sonar, underwater construction. It's a pretty noisy place down there.
So all this sound, what are scientists actually doing with all this information? Like, what's the point of listening in on all this underwater chatter?
Well, for one thing, it helps us to understand marine life so much better.
Okay, yeah.
By listening to the sounds they make, we can track their movements,
uh-huh.
Learn about their communication patterns,
right.
Even figure out how they're affected by things like noise pollution.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really powerful tool for conservation efforts.
That makes sense.
And then there's the whole field of oceanography.
Okay.
Hydrophones help us map the ocean floor, study underwater currents, even monitor seismic activity for earthquakes and tsunamis.
It's amazing how much we can learn just by listening.
It really is. It's like having a window into a world we can't see.
Exactly. And speaking of windows, how do these hydrophones actually capture the sound? Like, what makes them different from regular microphones?
Right. So the key difference is this special material called a piezoelectric element.
Piezo what?
Piezoelectric. It's a mouthful, I know, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
Basically, when this material is squeezed or vibrated, it generates an electrical charge.
Hmm.
So when sound waves hit the hydrophone,
yeah,
they cause the piezoelectric element to vibrate, creating those electrical signals that we can then amplify and listen to.
Hold on. So it's like the sound waves are literally being transformed into electricity.
Yep. That's exactly it. Pretty neat, huh?
That's so cool. You mentioned different applications earlier. Are there any like really surprising things scientists are learning using hydrophones? Anything you didn't expect?
You know, one thing that's been really eye-opening is the whole issue of noise pollution.
Oh, right.
It turns out we humans are making a lot of noise underwater, ships, sonar, construction, and it's having a real impact on marine life.
I can imagine. It must be pretty disruptive.
It is. And hydrophones are helping us to understand just how much it's affecting things like whale communication and even the behavior of fish.
Wow, that's important stuff.
It is. And there's even research being done on using hydrophones to monitor the health of coral reefs.
Wait, coral reefs make noise?
They do. It's subtle, but they have a sort of crackling, popping sound when they're healthy. And when they're stressed or dying, the sound changes.
That's incredible. So we can actually listen to a coral reef and tell how it's doing.
Exactly. It's a whole new way of understanding these incredibly important ecosystems.
That's amazing. You know, it makes me wonder what else we could be missing. If sound travels so far underwater, what other secrets are still out there?
That's the exciting part. We're only just beginning to explore the possibilities of hydrophone technology.
Yeah.
Who knows what we'll discover as we continue to listen in.
Maybe we'll even make contact with some underwater civilization.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe not that, but I'm sure there are plenty of other amazing discoveries waiting to be made.
I can't wait to see what the future holds for hydrophone research.
Me neither. It's a really fascinating field.
Well, thanks for taking us on this deep dive today. I learned so much.
My pleasure. It's always great to talk about the wonders of the underwater world.
Absolutely. And to all our listeners out there, keep your ears open. You never know what you might hear.
That's right. Even if you're not underwater, there's always something new to discover.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive.
Until next time.